Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everyone, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Excuse me. And today, it's just going to be me and you, me and my audience. Before we get to the audience, I have a topic that I just would like to discuss for a couple of minutes because, you know, it's interesting. I teach a class titled The Importance of Happiness. And one of the topics that always keeps coming up is the topic of traffic and how people are annoyed and irritated and bothered and get angry and frustrated and impatient in traffic. And I'm laughing because I used to be like that. I mean, traffic was definitely affected the way I felt, affected my emotion. But today I'm going to share with you how you being bothered, annoyed, frustrated, angry at traffic is an illusion. It has nothing to do with the traffic. So what I am going to share with you on this show is a perfect insight. And if it resonates with you, you will never, ever be annoyed in traffic again. How's that for a tease? But before I get to that topic, I would like to share with my new listeners and about the show. Who am I and what is this reality spirituality? Who is this Rebecca Norrington, self-proclaimed happiness specialist? Who is she? The nerve. Close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to go back and remember a time in your life where you felt connected. You felt connected with the earth. You felt connected with the universe. You felt connected with the energy. You just felt so overwhelmed. It was like an awesome moment. I actually had one of those moments this morning, driving to the studio, and it was, you know, it's early in the morning, downtown LA, and this woman, this woman was outside already with a sign, homeless, you know, please help, hand out, and I'm inspired to give when I feel it. In other words, when I feel a connection with somebody, I'm always giving something, some amount. I don't have a lot of money, but I'm always sharing. And at first I looked at this woman. I looked her right in the eyes, and you know she had her hand out, and I just shook my head no. I like no, thank you. And I kept staring at her, and then she's looking at the cars behind. Well, there's only one car behind me. And I kept looking at her and just feeling, I don't know what it was, but I felt something. And my wallet was in the trunk of the car, so that's why I said, no, I can't help. I put my hands up, I can't help. And then I just remembered that I had some money in the middle, what is that area where you put your elbow? What is that called? I can't think of what it's called. But I remembered I had some money stashed in there, like an emergency fund. I said, oh, my emergency fund. So I gave her $20, and she just looked at, oh, this is the other thing I forgot to mention, which was really interesting. I had my music blasting. I had the windows down. Yes, okay, I had the windows down, and I had the song by Rihanna, Shine like Shine Bright Like a Diamond, which happens to be written by Sia, who is my favorite artist. And I love Sia spelled S-I-A. I love her work. You have to Google her, Google YouTube her. She's just brilliant. Her songwriting is amazing, and she's a performer. And she doesn't perform facing the audience. But anyway, I digress. So this song was on, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, and I was looking at this woman's eyes and visualizing her shining bright, and then I was saying, I'm shining bright, she's shining bright, we're both shining bright. And then when the light actually turned green, and I was stopped, you know, fumbling, trying to get the money out, and the car behind me was just very patient, very patiently waiting, even though the light was green. No honking, no nothing. And I gave her the 20, and as soon as I did, she just looked at me, and I looked at her, and I said, I love you, and yeah, I can't believe it. Anyway, I said, I love you, and she said, I love you, too. Perfect stranger in the middle of nowhere, downtown L.A. The song is blasting, and I had a moment. I had a moment, and I just burst into tears. And when I have those moments, when you have those moments, what I like to do, what I always do, is ask the universe for more. I said, give me some more moments like this. Give me some more moments. And it doesn't have to be with another, connecting to another person. It doesn't have to be, and it's usually 100% of the time I'm by myself. So what this show is about is experiencing more of those moments in your life. I had one of those moments yesterday, and just to experience this connection, and I was so overwhelmed that it brought me to tears, just the feeling. And that's what this show is about, to share with you how to get more moments, how to experience more moments, how to be in more of those moments. And then when you are in those moments, recognize that you are really connected to the universe. You are connected to that energy. And then ask for more. I want more. Overwhelmed. So happy that I can't, so in tune that I can't even stand it, that I have to start crying. Give me more of those. That's what I want. Screw the $1 million in the bank account. Well, hold on a second. Let's just back up a little bit, universe. Scratch that last sentence. Anywho, that's what this show is about, how to experience more of those moments. Now, this reality spirituality, it's not a religion. It's just a guideline to living connected to the universe. Some people say energy. Some people say God, Buddha, higher power, spirit, source. It doesn't matter what term you use. This show is about how to live connected more in every moment, more moments, and more moments. Okay, I am going to get to my first caller, only because whoever it is has been waiting for a while, and I really like to get to my callers as soon as possible. So before I get to the topic of traffic and happiness, my first caller, area code 609. What is your first name, and welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hello.
Hello.
Uncle Chin Janet. Hello,
hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not very good. I just had one question, though.
Sure. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Jackie, and I'm calling you from New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie from New Jersey. New Jersey.
Yes, it is.
I'll be back east in a couple of months. I can't
okay.
Wait. I love visiting. Okay, go ahead. What's
good,
up?
You're welcome.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I have a strange question, though.
What?
I have a strange question, though.
Please.
I work for a developmentally disabled company. I mean, developmentally disabled individuals. And there's one particular individual who I work with who doesn't seem to like me. And I found an email yesterday that I have to meet with the director over him. And I was like, am I going to keep my job or is it going to be a job loss? Because I'm just so anxious right now with the usual, you know, children, bills. That is what I wanted to ask you.
What a great question. I don't think I've ever had a question like this. So you're wondering if, because somebody doesn't like you, if you're going to lose your job.
Because I've been called to the director's office tomorrow to discuss this particular individual. And
okay.
They have been firing a lot.
My question to you is, is this individual your equal or your superior or what? The individual that doesn't like you?
Is actually the individual I'm in charge over.
Oh.
So I report his progress over to my director. But because there are people who work different shifts and I work the afternoon shift, he's new. He's only been here like 3 weeks, but every time he sees me, he goes into a fit. So one of the ladies did mention that I have refused to bond with him, which is not true. And when I saw the email to come into the director's office to discuss him, and they've been firing, I've just been so anxious because I need the job. And I've tried working with him, so usually when I get to my office, I just keep cool and calm and he will just go off and off on me, but I'll just be quiet. But I guess I think somebody has it in for me. I don't know.
Okay. So I have another couple of questions, and then I'll get to a response. This is really, really, I love questions like this. This is first of all, it's everyday life. It's everyday circumstances. And thank you so much for calling to ask and share. So the individual that you're talking about, it's a man then, right? It's a man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is he disabled?
Developmentally disabled.
Okay. Okay.
Somebody who has like high functioning. I mean, what do you call ADHD and
okay.
Mental imbalance? Yes.
So in other words. Okay. So I'm just trying to get it clear. So in other words, you are in charge of his well-being.
Yes, I'm his counselor. He's mentally challenged.
Ah.
He has behavioral outbursts.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then you're taking his behavioral outbursts personally because you're saying that he doesn't like you.
Actually, I'm not. I'm fine with that because that comes with the program. But it's like when I'm not there, it's like he says things, I don't know what he says, but I know I've had one of my colleagues called me yesterday and said, I want to give you a heads up. It seems they've been saying that you cannot bond with this particular patient. And I said, but that's not what I'm there for. I'm there just to ensure his needs are met. But and he was like, they've been talking about you. Then I found the email. So he didn't go into detail. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to find out. I mean, I'm just now anxious about it.
Right. Okay. And then my last question is, and then I'll answer your question. My last question is, so the email was from who to who?
From my director to me.
Oh, from your director to you, and then said we want to discuss this patient. He's a patient, correct?
Yes, and don't report to work before you come to the corporate headquarters.
Ah, okay, so they really want to talk to you ASAP, and that's what you're anxious about. And you know what? Let me say this. That is normal. Don't you hate and report to the office, and you don't even know what it is. It reminds me of going to my, you know, my parents calling me. Well, when I was younger, I was called Becky, and then when they say the word Rebecca, Rebecca, come here, then you get all bent, you know, nervous and all. So I totally understand your emotion, and it's quote, let's say normal. But let's get a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found in your life, it doesn't matter how old you are, but have you found in your life that when quote unquote traumatic things or things that require shifts, big shifts, that in the long run you've realized that everything happens for the best?
That is true. Yes, I have.
Okay, and I'm here to share the same thing, because even though in the middle of it, and I'm talking about surgeries, I'm talking about being disinherited from my mother, if you can believe that, being disinherited a year before my father dies from my mother, you think I was okay with that? It was back in 2007. So, but all of these things, and now I look at it not even a few years ago, wow, what a gift. So number one, I want you to shift your perspective, as opposed to thinking that there's something wrong and think that everything is right.
Okay.
That there is a reason for everything that happens. And the universe, this life, is here to support you. The universe has your what happens is for your betterment. Everything that happens is for your betterment, my dear Jackie, for your growth, for your evolution, for your empowerment, for you to evolve, for you to have more enlightenment, more self-awareness. All of it, everything that happens, especially things that we say, I'd rather this not happen. I don't really want to go into the director's office. It makes me nervous. It makes me anxious. Even that, there's a good reason for it. Now let's get back to saying you don't want to lose your job.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible that there is something even better for you?
It's a part-time, actually it's my part-time job that I use to do everything, the one that I'm on right now, and I was waiting for them to confirm me full-time.
Okay, my question was, is it possible that there's something even better than this job for you?
That could be possible.
Okay, so what I'm trying to do is just shift your focus on, in other words, the attachment. Anytime that I attach the attachment there, you're making a job an attachment. And yeah, and in reality, all attachments, I don't care if it's a job, if it's money, if it's a person, relationship, status, attachment to anything is subtracting from your happiness and from your well-being.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I know, and I totally get where you are. I'm not just poo-pooing it, but these attachments that we have, the universe looks at them and is trying to say, don't you get that you attach to nothing? Attached to nothing. I was talking to my son the other day, and he was in the park. He was in Central Park, and he was watching the birds. And the birds were, you know, eating things, you know, grain from the ground. People would throw breadcrumbs down, and he would watch the birds. And he said, "You know, Mom, these birds aren't attached to any. They're not attached to each other. They're not. They're doing their own thing. They're eating." And one flies away, and the other ones are still there eating, and nobody's upset. And he says, no attachments. See, look out into nature for a lot of examples of how to live and living more free. When you have attachments, it's a burden. It's a burden to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you're feeling. This anxiety is nothing to do with the job and walking into the director's office. It's really because you're so attached and so invested in this circumstance and thinking that, oh, the patient doesn't like me, he's been saying bad things about me, I might get fired. It's the attachment. If you are willing to be open to, okay, universe, whatever you have planned for me, I'm here to accept. I know that everything that happens is for my good, is serving me in some way, whether I recognize it or not. It's still serving me. And then, here we go. This is life.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That's how life happens, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I would really, and so instead of walking in thinking that there's something wrong, walk in and say, wow, whatever's going to happen, have a job, not have a job, have a conversation, because all you're going to do is go in there and tell the truth. You're going to go in there and say, listen, director, I love my job. I've tried to bond, and it's happening, it's not happening. And if you're still there, fine. If you're not there, that's okay too, because it's not about that. It's about you. Do you have children?
Yeah.
How old are they?
10 and 8.
And look at what you are going to be able to teach your children. You have to teach your children about having attachments and not having attachments. You have to teach them that. Right?
True. True.
And the only way we can teach our children is not by what we say, but by our example. So what would you tell your child if they in the same situation? You would say, see what happens. Everything happens for a good reason. Don't get attached to a job. Don't get attached to anyone. Know that everything is in order. And keep it moving, child, and be happy.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Ooh, I just got chills.
Why?
I just got chills because of your being open, and the universe just gave me anytime I hear the truth, and your
mm-hmm.
truth was, I get it. I just,
mm-hmm.
I'm chilling up again. You just said, I get it, and then that's the universe saying, truth, she does get it.
Yeah, that's the way life is. I mean, you can't live your life attached to things. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm not saying that you go, you know, because what you're going to do is you're going to go back and forth today. Who knows? Maybe you're going to go back to forth feeling a little anxious. Maybe you're going to go back to forth feeling everything's in order, back and forth and back and forth. But what I want to say is now you can shift, and now you know the truth that whatever happens tomorrow is supposed to happen, and whatever happens tomorrow is for your greater, for your betterment, and whatever happens tomorrow is for your good, and whatever happens tomorrow is going to benefit you.
That's true. That's true. I now see it differently than before.
Mm.
I'm going to think on that.
Yeah, and the best thing is, Jackie, the very best thing, and now you can share this with as many people that tell you throughout your life that they're anxious. Now you can be the teacher. Now you can not only teach your children how to navigate through this thing called life, but you can share the story with everybody in your life.
You're right. I'm going to look at it differently, and, you know, anytime someone tells me that, I'll say, you know what, be open to the universe. What is going to happen is going to happen.
Yay!
It's going to be okay. Whatever it is, it's going to be okay.
Mhm.
Yeah, I'm sure of it now.
Well, you just made my whole morning. You and the lady out in the middle of the street today. I love it.
That's
I love
good,
it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
thank
perfect.
You as well. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Call in anytime with anything and kiss those two kids for me, because now they have a mommy now that is really going to prepare them for life, real life.
Oh, now I know. I'm not going to be anxious at all.
Okay, I just have two words to say. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling
in. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Ah, what a great, great call. See, and that goes, listen, when we call in with our personal stories, know that everybody in the world has this, goes through the same type of issue. That's what this show is, reality, spirituality, real life, real problems, quote, scratch problems, real challenges, real situations. Okay, let me get to my topic of happiness and traffic. Oh, and let everyone know, all that's listening, you can call in at 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. Okay, traffic. Gridlock. Bumper to bumper. I'm late. I got to get there. Oh, this inconsiderate driver just cut me off. Wouldn't let me in the lane. Nah. Sound familiar? I was saying earlier that the classes that I teach, the reason why I know about people's issue with traffic is because I give my students homework, and some of the questions I ask them is what irritates you or what has bothered you today, and to really just practice becoming more aware of what's going on moment by moment. This being self-aware and being in the moment and living consciously as opposed to unconsciously. So consciously you're in traffic and unconsciously you're upset about it. There's a big difference. Consciously, you're in traffic and all is well. And unconsciously, you're pissed off, you're mad, you're angry, you're annoyed, you're impatient with traffic. Question. Which state do you think you are going to be happier? Consciously or unconsciously? I actually just gave you the answer. I don't even know why I asked the question. What an easy test. I give you a question. I give you the answer. Does it get any easier than that? Living consciously, living, in other words, being aware of what's going on, what you're saying, what you're doing, how you're feeling in every moment, is a practiced skill. A practiced skill. And living consciously is the only way that you are going to experience more happiness, more peace, more contentment. Even with Jackie on the phone, now she's conscious. She's conscious of a new perspective. She's conscious of what's really going on. It's not about the person didn't like her. It's not about going in the director's office. This has nothing to do with it. Consciously, everything is going to work out. Consciously, everything does work out, and the universe supports you. Back to traffic. Can I go in a circle in a minute? I sure can. Back to traffic. Now, one of my greatest accomplishments is mastering self. driving this, especially this last week, I knew that this traffic topic was going to be on the show sooner or later. I didn't know it was going to be today. But driving in and driving around this week, there were a lot of instances that happened. Have you ever tried to get over a lane, get over to your left lane or go over to your right lane, you turn your blinkers on, you look behind you, and the person in that lane speeds up? they actually speed up because they don't, for whatever reason, they don't want you in, they don't want you to get in front of them, or they don't want you to cut in. Has that ever happened to you? That happened to me about 3 or 4 times this week. I drove in, instead of taking the bus this week, I drove into to downtown L.A. And so I was in the car a lot. And I just kept noticing that, pulling in, pulling out. No, they don't. Or else you turn your blinker on, you get over, and they speed up right on your bumper. Okay, and then another one is, let's see, what was another example this week? Not letting me in traffic. Just an impatience, just people being impatient. Now, a question. Someone who, when you put your blinker on, and somebody who speeds up to the point now you can't get in that lane, are they happy or not? Are they exhibiting a connection with the universe or not? This anger that people exhibit in traffic, in driving, while driving or on the freeway or on the streets, and they're angry at what anybody else does, in reality, it has nothing to do with traffic. You being upset, impatient, is not because of traffic. It's whatever is going on inside. It's whatever is going on inside of you. Now, we can point our finger and blame traffic and say traffic is the reason why. Traffic is the reason why I'm so stressed. Traffic is the reason why I'm on pins and needles. Traffic is the reason why I'm irritated. And the answer to that is no, it's not. It's not traffic. That is an illusion. That is something that you tell yourself. That is something that you blame. And you blame traffic because you don't want to look in the mirror. Because you don't want to look and say, okay, what's going on inside of me? What's really happening? Do I need a break? Do I need to hibernate? Do I need to be by myself? Do I need to do? I call it, my son likes to use this word, a lot of stimulation. Do you have a lot of stimulation going on in your life? Maybe you need to go to be by yourself and refuel. That's what I was looking for. You know, you when the car runs out of gas, you need to put more gas in it. You need more gas in your tank. It's not traffic. You just need more gas. You just need more of a connection. Not more of a connection. You just need to recognize that is a clue. That's actually a good thing. When you're irritated, actually when you're irritated by anything, traffic, people, state of the world, and that real is whatever's happening is really bothering you, that's your clue to go in, to be silent, to be quiet, to refuel. That's all it is. Number two, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, if somebody is driving erratically, of course they're putting lives in danger, and I'm not poo-pooing it, but you watch other people and they're driving and you're not, listen to this one, you're not liking the way they're driving. All that means is you are thinking that this person, whoever it is, driving erratically, cutting in traffic, is doing things on purpose. And not only on purpose, but it's personal. If somebody cuts you off in traffic, cuts you off you might have to put on the brakes. It's personal, right? It's a personal front. It's a personal insult. It's and taking anything personally also brings you to a point of being unhappy, being unsettled, getting annoyed and impatient. The people on the freeway, the people that are driving on the streets, the people that are in their cars, it's not personal. When you try to get over and maybe you cut somebody off, is it personal? I really want to show this driver by cutting him off in traffic. Personal? No. Now, even if somebody is honking their horn at you, even if someone is, quote, I don't even want to say that. I'm not going to say that they're rude. Honking their horn, people that honk their horn because you don't see the light turn green, all it is just impatience. So they don't have patience. And something else is going on in their life when they're not settled and they're not calm. It's not personal. Blaming anything, including traffic, for your emotion is, number one, not true. Number two, an illusion and something that you are not doing. See, it all comes down to us. It all comes down to that gorgeous person in the mirror and saying, okay, what's going on with me? Traffic is not your problem. Your problem is, I'll tell you what your problem is. Your problem is being connected and knowing that your emotions, your feeling, all of this is your shit. It's your stuff. It's you. It's not traffic. So, now you know, in the future, if you're in traffic, you're annoyed, take a few breaths, don't look at it personally, don't think that what anybody is doing is personal to you, a personal attack, a personal affront. It's not. So that's my little spiel on traffic. I have a few people calling in, but no one... You know, it's funny when people call and they just like to listen over the phone, which is all right by me. But in that case, I'm going to wrap up the show. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And I am heard, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, excuse me, at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Excuse me. And if you like the show, and I know that you did, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Excuse me. And go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. The book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, first edition, limited edition. It's going to be a collector's item. If you would like a copy, an autographed copy, email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. It's $19.95, and I will send it to you, free shipping. What else? The selling thing. Oh, I want you to remember, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Be your own best friend. Be the example. Be the example of a person that is connected and knows the truth. And the truth is that everything that happens to you is happening for you. It's all in order. There are no mistakes. Resist nothing. Accept it all. Trust and surrender. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Oh, I was going to say, if there's a question from area code 650, press 1. Otherwise, we're going to end the show. Yay, question. Hold on a second. Area code 650. Yay! What's your question? What? First of all, what's
hey
your name?
Hey there.
Hi.
Well, I have a question for you.
Well, I know, you who know this is. Hi, Elaine.
Well, I said, well, if no one's going to talk, well, let me get in there. I'm glad I caught you in time.
Yeah.
Well, this is so funny because
I love you.
Because we were talking about this exact question this week, and it's been a topic about road rage. Okay, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be road rage, but just getting mad.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting mad on the road. And you know what? And I talk to my significant other because when he gets mad, I mean, when someone has his pet peeve, someone moves into his lane, okay, it's like, you know, you can see the clouds come over, gets really pissed off, does take it personally. And I've said all this, you know, I said, you know, don't take it personally, you know, and I try to say, you know, they just want to get in your lane. Sometimes he subconsciously even drives faster, you know, trying to make it difficult for the other person. And I said, okay, you know, what can you say to someone who just doesn't see that, who takes it personally, who gets really upset, you know, on the road? I mean, it's the kind of thing where it gets mad and it makes it really difficult for anyone else.
It escalates. It reminds me of Ralph Norrington, who not only would get angry but would follow people, follow them, and tailgate them. And this is the funny thing. I mean, he was like a vigilante on the road. So much to the fact that when my parents moved to Las Vegas, I would not let my father drive me. Number one, and my mother continued to be a passenger in the car. And I said, and you know what she would say? This is what she would say: I'm afraid for my life. And see, this is the thing. But guess what? She still got in the car.
Well, maybe she didn't have a choice.
No, that's not true. Everybody has a choice. And so, see, one thing I love about you and I know about you is that you love to talk about other people.
Hold on, sweetie.
You cannot change anybody else, but you can change you. And you don't have to get in the car, and you don't have to, and if you do get in the car, then it's your job not to notice how anybody is driving. It's like when you get in the car, you have accepted how other people drive and let them go.
Yes. Well, I'm going to get in the car because we do operate as a family and to say, okay, I'm not going to get in the car.
Okay, then you cannot pay attention to how he drives. You have choices. You either don't get in the car.
I agree with that. You have choices. I could not say something, but what I'm also expressing is not just that, okay, how can I ignore it? Because, okay, I have to let it go, and he says, okay, you know, I have to be able to express myself. But I'm saying, is there anything else that can be done to help this person so that they don't have a heart attack eventually, so that they don't have this rage, so they don't actually drive? And you know what I mean. Look for people who maybe are changing lanes without turning on their signal or what. I'm not talking, I think what you're thinking is, okay, stop trying to change the world. And I'm not trying to change this person. I'm saying, is there anything else I can do? Or is it just, okay, you know, I have to just, you know, look the other way? Because there's other people in the car. There's the children in the car. And they've started to take on these habits, too.
Habits of driving like that?
Well, you know, to get irritated. You know, and I do that, and I try to explain. I says, okay, when I'm driving the car, not in front of my significant other, that is, but when I'm driving the car with my daughter, I say, okay, you know what? You know, she'll say, look at that person. He cut in front of you. I said, yeah, but you know what? And I'll drive a couple mile, and I says, look, that was then. You can let it bother you, or you cannot, or you can just move on and, you know, have a good day.
So to let her know that there's another side. So what
okay.
I'm saying is, you know.
Okay. Now this is what I say to my colleagues. put your seatbelt on, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means? Put your seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That means because that means it's coming right between the eyeballs. So there is no difference between you observing your significant other drive. See, your children were taught to pay attention to other drivers. They were either taught by you or they were taught by husband. Either one. Both of you do it. So it's your children were taught exactly what they're exhibiting, paying attention, is because you pay attention and because he pays attention. That's number one. So the only way that you can teach anybody else anything, it's never about talking. You can only be the example.
That's
right. You can only be the example. So the talking has to stop and be the example. Number two, which I love this question because it's just so perfect with traffic. Isn't that a big problem? The second thing is you observing. See, and I'm saying this with as much love as possible, but one of your things is criticizing other people. I don't care if it's about traffic, if it's about nutrition, if it's about whatever it is. It's looking at other people and making judgments and criticizing. All of that's on you. And the only reason why I'm bringing it out is because it's an ongoing habit, behavior, ongoing. One of the things in my happiness class that I tell people could come in and they have this long list of their husband's problems. He wakes up in the morning and he turns on the news. How can I stop him from leave these people alone? Get out of their business. Look in the mirror and find out what you can do to change. You can't help anybody else if you can't help yourself. And that
okay.
Was, yeah.
No, that is a lovely thought, and I appreciate that.
But?
Totally. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. I get it. Except in this case, I'm not asking you. I understand. When I drive, I don't. It's fine. Whatever people want to cut in front of me, it's fine. I'm just doing my thing. I don't get wigged out in the same way because I understand, you know. What I'm saying is when I pointed out to my daughter in that one instance, it was just in that one instance because I could see that she was already taking on these roles, you know.
From
both idiot drivers.
And just for that moment.
And I understand setting the example without having to. I'm not trying to shine the light on myself. Not that at all. But I'm asking you, because your topic was road rage,
mm-hmm.
for someone who has this, I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying, is there anything I can do?
No.
There's
nothing that you can do. But you have choices, and you're still not willing to see this is you. It's not the person with road rage. I can't change anybody. I used to spend years trying to help people and trying. Can't you see? And people would come to me and talk to me. Can't you see you're doing? And guess what happens? People change, and people are different. And people choose different things when they are ready. I can't change anyone. I can't change my mother. I can't change you. I can't change my son. I can't change anyone. All I can do is be the example. Now, I would never call I mean, not call, or talk about and complain about or even voice anybody. I would never talk about anybody else's issue because, quite frankly, he doesn't have a problem. You're the one with the problem because it bothers you. If I was
in the car, hold on.
I'm not going to go back and forth. I was in the car with my father, and as soon as he drove like that, because, you know, they moved, and now he's driving even crazier when he's older, my son's in the car, I never let him drive me again. And then got to the point where, Dad, let me drive. You're the king. I'll drive. And so finally, he gave the keys over to me, because before I would just not get in the car. But you have a choice, and these are your choices. These are your choices, and they have nothing to do with him. Nothing. Your choice is either, number one, don't get in the car. Number two, get in the car and allow him to be himself. Number three, hold on a second, there's a number three, I got to remember it. Remember, get in the car and allow him to go do himself. Yeah, that's it. Those are your choices. you know, after 50,
okay, well,
there's
always
like,
next week if you remember number three.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But see, those are your choices. You cannot change or help anybody else unless you can help yourself. You can only be the example. I mean, the car, the driving, I'm sure there's, and I know you, I'm sure there's tons of other things that you don't like him doing.
No.
Right?
No, you're reading more into it than there is, I'll have
okay.
to say.
All
in
right.
this case, it's just this because you're in the car with someone, they get mad because someone is...
Then get out, then don't drive with them. And let him drive in peace. Let him drive in peace. Let him drive his way. And meet him wherever you need. Meet him wherever you guys are going. That's the solution. But what you're doing and trying to talk to him about it is not a solution. I'm into solutions.
It's a solution, but you know what? I can't always drive. I just can't always be the driver. It's just
okay. Then in that case, you can't always drive. Then take a taxi. You're not stuck. You're not stuck in this car with this person. It doesn't even make sense. Then take a taxi.
Well, I'm not.
Or call Uber.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not seeing it as being stuck, and I would do those things if it was like life threatening.
Okay.
And I don't see that it's life threatening. And I'm just saying okay, because this person sees it as a
okay. I love you, and I've said it more than once. You cannot look at anybody else and find anything wrong with them. You cannot find anything wrong with other people. I mean, you can, but in reality, it's just because you refuse to look in the mirror. You cannot find anything wrong with anyone. And I'm only saying it because it's my example. I can't find anything wrong with my mother who spends money and calls QVC and does her crazy stuff. I can't find anything wrong with her. I can't make any judgments about her.
But did you just give me the example about people who get mad when they drive?
There's nothing wrong with them. That's just who they are.
Okay, so what is the point of talking about people who have road rage? What was your
I love you, and I love you, and I'm going to have to cut off. I'm going to have to cut off because it's coming back to my point. It's still going back to you, and you're refusing to see this is your issue. You're refusing
okay.
to see
no,
this
no,
is
I'm
your
just,
issue.
No, I'm just saying they have an issue, road rage, because that's what your talk was about, and it was about just accepting it, letting things go. Right when you people
the point is this is so funny. The point is getting angry at traffic is just an illusion. Getting angry at anyone, blaming anyone for how you feel is an illusion. It all comes back
to
the person in the mirror. Okay, good. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. I really do. And I know that my audience got more insights to even your call and your issues.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
What a great call. You know, see, this is the thing. When I tell people that it's their issue, when I tell people that they're the ones, that it's their responsibility to look in the mirror, it's them, it's not anybody else, you either accept it or you run from it. You either say, okay, really? I have a choice? But what happens is people get in this habit or this way of living where complaining and criticizing and judging other people is really part of who they are. Criticizing and judging and complaining and wanting to argue and going back and forth instead of this is the solution. It's like this is a solution, but I don't want a solution. I rather complain about somebody else. Gosh, I love it. Okay, I have one more caller that either you want to talk to me because I was actually ending the show. Area code 919. Would you like to have? Do you have a question? Area code 919. If not, the show is going to be zip and complete. You just press 1 if you do. 919. Area code 919. Press 1. Okay. I love this show, Live Reality Spirituality. Okay. Area code 919. What's your first name?
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Genevieve.
Hi, Genevieve.
Hi. Wow.
Hi. Yeah.
So very blessed. I just got on, and here I am talking to you. Wonderful.
You know what's funny? I've tried to end the show twice already.
Oh, goodness.
No, but it's all good. People call in and they have questions, and I just love I love speaking to my audience. Oh, what's going on,
Absolutely.
Genevieve?
Well, I'm at a major crossroads in my life, and
okay.
I'm just wondering if you're picking up on anything or have any advice. Major crossroads.
Okay.
So.
Now, one of the things that, have you ever listened to the show before?
Not this one, but I've listened to others, yes.
Okay. Well, listen, honey, and we're all so different. We're as unique as our fingerprints. What I love about the show is I'm different. So when somebody calls me and says, crossroads or whatever, my question to you is do you, in your life, have things worked out? In other words, whatever is happening in your life, whatever happens, have things worked out regardless of how they looked? In other words, has everything worked out for the best,
yes,
looking back?
Yes, absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
Guess what? That's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And what I would really like you to do, what I'm feeling from you, is what I really like you to do is to trust more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And not to just make a decision and go with it.
Well, in other words, let's do this. Let's do this instead of making a decision and going with it. Let's do this. Let's get to a place where we just kind of center ourselves and we're quiet.
Yeah.
And then you ask for guidance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's different places, you know, you can feel the difference between something that is forced and something that's guided. You will actually feel inspired to make a decision as opposed to using your head to make a decision, just feeling that internal inspiration to make a decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know all of that, huh?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You just wanted confirmation?
I suppose, yes. Yeah, it's just hard. It's hard because I have two very different decisions, you know, two different choices, very different choices. So just trying to feel out which one's right. I have to make the decision soon, so.
Okay, so you're trying to feel out what you're trying to feel. Well, let me say this. Any decision that you're going to make is going to be right.
Yeah, that's true.
And let me say this again. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. If it was up to you, if it was up to you, would you have designed your life exactly the way that it has unfolded? Exactly the way. Would you have designed it exactly the way that it's unfolded up to this point? Yes or no?
Yes, I would.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Then,
so that means, yeah. So it means that I go with my decisions. I feel positive about them, and I learn from them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's an important way to look at it.
Yeah.
Just having trust
in
yourself.
Yeah, and the other thing I want you to do is to lighten up and not take this decision so seriously.
Right.
Or any decision or anything in life so seriously, even the part of traffic, even the last caller, you know. It's so serious. It's so serious. It's not that serious.
No. Yeah, nothing's the end of the world. It's just a series of experiences.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So did that help?
It did. Yeah. I mean, I know that. Just sometimes it's hard to get quiet and have the time to listen, you know. Sometimes that can be a challenge, but I'll get there.
Well, how about this? How about instead of, you know, getting there, trying to be quiet and trying to listen, how about just throwing the question out there to the universe and just saying, how can I trust more? How can I surrender more? How can I know that everything that happens is for a great reason? How can I just be in that state more? That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your help. I do.
Okay.
It's very important. That's all, you know, it's the most important thing. Just trusting and listening and having faith in the universe will guide you to where you need to be. Absolutely.
And surrender. And not only guide you, my dear Genevieve, but you will be where you're supposed to be, regardless of you. Regardless
right.
of decision, regardless of what you decide or you don't decide, you will be where you were supposed to be, regardless of you. You cannot get in the way of what the universe has planned.
Right.
Write that down. That's genius.
Okay.
You can...
It is genius.
Yeah.
You cannot get in the way of what the universe has planned for you.
Yes. I'm going to tweet that out.
All right. I love it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Don't even think that you have a say. Don't even think that you can mess anything up. Because you can't.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
All right. Good. Thank you so much.
Right.
I love your laugh and I love your lightness. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you so much. You
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
Okay. You know what? This show is always, is this a surprise, isn't it? You go on, you think you're going to talk to one person, and you think you're going to talk to two people, and you don't talk to anybody, and you're just yakety-yakking, and then someone calls in and someone doesn't call in. What a great show. We had topics from thinking you're going to get fired from a job to traffic to trying to look at somebody else and talk to somebody else. You know, listen. When you call into the show, you can call in about somebody else, but I am going to direct it right around, right back to you. It's never about anybody else. It's not about your mother. It's not about your father. It's not about your sister. It's not about your brother. It's not about your husband. It's not about your wife. It's about your own life. How's that? How's that for a rapper? I just made that up. Well, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for listening. Again, go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, like the Facebook page. Tweet, follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I'm going to tweet that out. I'm gonna come back to it. You cannot help me, audience. Oh, You cannot get in the way of what the universe has planned for you. Thank you. That's going to be my tweet for the day. Thank you again for listening. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers, baby.